what kids are really learning in school. At this time of the nation's life, what is the lesson that kids should be learning in schools today? If the kids in California are in the answer, the lesson is obedience. On November 2, 2005, kids across the country joined protests called by the World Can't Wait, which called for walkouts to support their call for an end to the Bush regime. In the midst of an unpopular war, several years after millions of people marched in anti-war protest in cities on every continent, a clever teacher could have grasped this as a valuable teaching moment to teach young people what democracy really means. Instead, school administrators, many trying to block such walkouts, have used cops, threats, suspensions, and violence to keep kids penned in school and to shut their mouths and minds to the winds of change swirling in the nation's streets. Giovanni Serrano is a 10th grader at Belmont High in L.A. who's learning what American democracy really means after he passed out flyers and tried to organize at his school in support of the walkout. School cops grabbed him, blasted him with pepper spray, and arrested him. He was hauled into the infamous Rampart Division police station, taken to juvenile hall, and fingerprinted. This 10th grader is under house arrest and is now forced to wear an ankle bracelet simply because he tried to organize his fellow students to oppose the Bush regime. Guess what this kid learned about constitutional rights of free speech, free association, and the right to protest and assemble? Despite these events, Giovanni has learned some important lessons, one which he could never have gotten inside a classroom. He writes, "Look at the war in Iraq. There are jails where there are people that the government just wants to disappear. They have them there, and they're torturing them or putting them on leashes. They're bombing the SH out of people's houses. When I first got into this, it hit me so hard. It's hard to go back to living a regular day, knowing that there are people that are being killed and victimized by this system is so difficult. Is that the world I want? No, I don't want none of that." At Granada Hills High, a student was called into the dean's office for wearing a World Can't Wait sticker on his T-shirt. When the dean told him he had to remove his T-shirt because school wasn't a place for voicing political beliefs, the student replied, "If you want me to take off the sticker, then I have to take everything off as well." He stripped to his underwear and told the dean, "You can take my clothes and my sticker, but you can't take what I believe in my heart." The dean promptly sent him to the nurse's office, where she told the youth she agreed with what he was doing. At Rosita High, also in L.A., Sarah Esquerdo was suspended for 2 days for organizing a walkout and threatened with arrest for having stickers. She was also threatened with transfer until hundreds of outraged parents and teachers deluged the principal's office with calls of protest. Sarah Esquerdo would later write a letter to worldcan'twait.org. "We owe it to the millions of people that are getting tortured, getting murdered, and suffering around the world to do this. Resist or die. It has come down to that slogan. Right now, the future is in everybody's hands. It is up to us. The question is, what kind of world do you want to live in? Will you accept everything this regime stands for? If you don't, then you must join this movement." How many teachers would give their right arm to have their students act in such committed and principled ways, to care more about what's happening in the world than what they'll wear to the prom? The great behavioral psychologist Carl Rogers once said, "The function of school is to provide learning to be free." These brave and compassionate kids, high schoolers, many of whom will be called upon quite soon to join the Imperial Army to fight for presidents, princes, and oil barons, have a serious interest in the stakes at play in this war. Instead of obedience, they're learning lessons that will open and awaken their minds: resistance. It is a lesson that millions of kids should learn before it is too late. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal, author of We Want Freedom, A Life in the Black Panther Party.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.